Forecast for today, partly sunny, we'll have a high getting close to 80 degrees. The Racine Taxpayers Association has scheduled a forum with the two candidates for mayor in the October 17th special election. It'll be this Thursday, 7 p.m. in the Great Lakes Room on the Gateway Technical College campus. The event being promoted is lasting about an hour, with questions to be submitted by the RTA, but also each candidate, Corey Mason and Sandy Widener, allowed two questions of their own, and the audience can also submit questions. The only other announced forum remaining is 6 p.m. October the 12th at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center. The goal is to improve ACT scores for juniors, which is why the Racine Unified School Board voted unanimously last night to seek a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction for freshmen, sophomores, and seniors to get 13 fewer classroom hours than required. Superintendent Lolly Hawes indicating this is one of the key areas the state is watching when it comes to student achievement.
So we put together a plan to say, well, what if in the fall, in October, we had a day for our juniors to take the ACT practice? As a practice test, teachers then in October have training on how to work with students on the content and the knowledge that they need on the ACT and how to help students learn to use those strategies better to do their best.
The only public comment from one-time Kenosha Education Association official Scott Farnsworth. He suggested the district was rolling over to the desire of the governor and state lawmakers.
I think you need to take opportunities not just to do what the state requires and try to meet their artificial requirements and to express your concern and outrage at what they're demanding. Because, folks, even if you succeed at this, it's not going to matter because the people in Madison don't want you to succeed. And that's the bottom line. If you succeed at this, they'll find something else to throw in your path.
Board member John Heckenlightly saying, unfortunately, the state does give us hoops to jump through.
And so if we can figure out a way to help the students get through the hoops better, and I think that this is obviously one strategy for doing that, sure, let's do it.
Four 90-minute late start days for the non-juniors would run once a month, November through February. Kroger planning to add gas stations to some of its pick-and-save locations in southeast Wisconsin, a move to challenge grocery store competition. Just over half of Kroger's supermarkets around the country had fuel centers as of this past January. Kroger acquired pick-and-save stores through the purchase of Roundy's. Customers, of course, noticing Kroger products have laid on the shelves, mixed in with others. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley today announcing a major expansion of the Airline One Jet at Mitchell International Airport to include a pair of new nonstop destinations as well as the addition of a Milwaukee operating base. The service to Columbus, Ohio and Omaha, Nebraska begins November 1st. It adds to the twice-daily service from Milwaukee to Pittsburgh. The new operating base at Mitchell expected to add 30 to 50 jobs within the next 6 months. The Kmart store on Douglas Avenue at 4 Mile Road in Caledonia is the last one still open in eastern Racine County. That could change in the near future. Illinois-based Greentree LLC has the property itself listed for sale as a redevelopment opportunity. There's been no mention, though, from Kmart's owner Sears Holding Corporation. In fact, a statement of the Journal Times mentions a long-term lease while monitoring developments, but otherwise it's going to be Kmart in Caledonia, business as usual. The attorneys for Mark Jensen asking a federal appeals court to order his immediate release from custody. That after a decision by a Kenosha County judge to reinstate the former Pleasant Prairie resident's murder conviction, and they also want to grant an order that bars the state from a second prosecution.
According to the Kenosha News, the motion was filed on Friday, and William Griesbach, the chief judge for the U.S. District Court in the Eastern District of Wisconsin, gave the state 21 days to file a response. Jensen was convicted in 2008 of killing his wife, Julie, in 1998. One of the key pieces of evidence was a letter Julie Jensen wrote telling police to look at her husband if anything should happen to her. A federal judge overturned the conviction, saying the voice from the grave letter should not have been admitted at trial. Special Prosecutor Robert Jambois recently argued other legal decisions opened the way for the letter to be used during trial, and Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Chad Kirkman agreed, reinstating Jensen's conviction. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In obituaries, Marilyn Annan from Racine at the age of 81 passed away September the 27th at Aurora Medical Center in Kenosha. The massive Christian burial coming up Wednesday morning at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church on Erie Street in Racine. Friends and relatives can meet this evening, Tuesday, at the Marsh Meredith and Acklin Funeral Home starting at 4 p.m. and again at St. Joseph's Wednesday morning at 9:30. And Henry Grays of Racine at the age of 65 passed away September the 23rd at Ascension All Saints Hospital. Funeral services to be held Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock, at the Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home in Racine. Friends and relatives can meet with the family Wednesday at the funeral home beginning at 9 a.m. Take note that if you drive a 2011 through 2014 model Dodge Durango or Jeep Grand Cherokee, there's a recall out today from Fiat Chrysler. 640,000 of these SUVs are affected because dealers may have failed to fix a brake problem from a recall 3 years ago. This after months of testing and concern that some dealers did not correctly install a shield that prevents water from entering the brake booster, thus reducing its effectiveness. Beach Park, Illinois resident Shane Nichols was the motorcyclist WRJN News told you about yesterday, who got arrested at gunpoint Sunday by a Racine County Sheriff's deputy near the Highway 20 roundabout at Highway 75 in Dover. That deputy indicated the motorcycle had been clocked on radar at more than 90 miles an hour in a 55 zone. The 21-year-old Nichols, according to the criminal complaint issued Monday, claimed that he was just trying to catch up with some fellow bikers from a funeral ride from Waukesha County. Meanwhile, an open bottle of liquor reportedly found in his pocket. Nichols facing his third OWI offense plus some other related charges, and he'll be back in court next week. Last night's Kenosha City Council meeting began with a silent prayer for the victims of the shooting rampage in Las Vegas. Mayor John Antaramian saying what happened there should concern all of us.
And how important it is for us to be supportive of law enforcement and supportive of people in general and the differences people may have. But this was a tragic and a devastating impact to so many families. And so, again, I hope everyone will keep in their prayers these individuals who were killed and injured, and hope that no more deaths occur.
Police Chief Dan Wade on the department's Facebook page wrote that it appears this rampage was an attack on the American way of life. He said efforts at dealing with mental health issues, gun violence, and equality and justice must be amped up, and we, in his words, need to do what we can to make sure it does not happen again. The Racine Common Council is meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at City Hall. Among the items on the agenda, the Public Works Committee recommending Raza of Racine get the contract for sidewalk repairs, their bid price more than $288,000. Over $300,000 in roof replacement for the King and Bryant Community Centers, plus HVAC at King with Carlson Racine Roofing, the lowest responsible bidder. And the Committee of the Whole recommendation for green waste collection and disposal beginning next year, while allowing curbline disposal now through the end of November with leaf collection. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser is going to present his 2018 budget proposal to the county board tonight. Like past unveilings, Cruiser will offer comments on what's good with Kenosha County and some of the initiatives for making things even better. The details in the body of the spending plan that will be getting a public hearing in the coming weeks prior to a final vote around early November. Adjusting school start and end times in Racine Unified has been an ongoing process for the past couple of years. The current team on that task taking a little bit longer to try to nail down a recommendation into what has proven to be a very complicated process. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca pointing out that at a minimum, the 5 early release days, which nobody likes, would be recouped with teacher planning time, another key component. Matt Hanser said the public should know that this will result in greater opportunities for additional instruction.
I can deal with half a day. I can figure that out. But I have to figure out a whole day now, and I think that it's important for us to be able to say, there's programming available, and here's how we're going to help you meet that need, and it's going to be instructional, it'll be fun, it'll be all sorts of whatever that our students need. I think that's really a key piece for our community to understand, that we're making a difficult decision, and here's some pieces we're trying to put in place so that the decision meets the needs of our community.
Board President Bob Wicke noted the 7 to 7:30 a.m. high school start time, that's kind of a commonality in other districts.
Kenosha, MPS is a little bit different. Franklin, Oak Creek, Union Grove, Burlington, even went out to Waterford. You'll find that the anchor to all of those is that their high schools start roughly between 7 and 7:30 across the board. All of those districts seem to be able to work through this issue and get the type of achievement that they need, as well as opening up other opportunities, either for the challenges we have in this community with families that need their older kids at home to help, or to take on jobs and other things.
The board told by Superintendent Lolly Hawes there is no perfect answer. The team's recommendations will be presented November the 6th at a work session, and the board may make a decision at its November 20th meeting. The Burlington Common Council, on the heels of last week's lengthy session about dispatch operations, scheduled to meet in closed session tonight with that issue, one of three listed agenda items. The council, after that closed meeting last week, decided to talk with Racine County about maybe joining Consolidated Dispatch, but only if it's a benefit to the city, also if it's a benefit to the current local dispatching group. A Kenosha alderman says there ought to be increased security for council meetings and for the municipal building in general. Scott Gordon, concerned about security at meetings for some time, he says, not because of the situation with Las Vegas. He wonders if Kenosha, though, would be ready if something similar did occur, noting that there's only one police officer in the building. That's the police chief, Dan Muskinis. He said the aldermen are otherwise sitting ducks in the council chambers.
If somebody stood up or came to that podium over there, where we do citizens' comments, if somebody stood up there, and occasionally we get that person or persons, and you're wondering, what the heck is this person talking about? And all of a sudden pulls out a weapon and starts firing, well, you're going to have about six dead aldermen here, and if he goes into the stands, God knows how many people there before the chief could even get around and get a clear shot.
Gordon adding that he wants to know what can be done to make the building safer for the aldermen and for the public.
What is so difficult about securing the room and having a wand and want people when they come in? What's so difficult about that? I mean, it gives us some layer. If something happens here, we have no escape route except to turn around the corner here and go out. Folks on this side of the room, if that guy's standing over here, have no escape route whatsoever.
Gordon says he'll be introducing a resolution in the next few weeks that urges administration and the police department to assess the safety of the municipal building and to recommend ways to increase security. The UW Board of Regents to vote Friday on whether to expel students who repeatedly disrupt speeches and presentations on the various campuses. That proposal, part of a resolution the board will consider during its meeting at UW Stout. Republican lawmakers pushing that bill that would require system institutions like Parkside to punish students disrupting the free expression multiple times. Measure passed the state assembly in June has not, though, made it to the Senate. The Pleasant Prairie Village Board approving the final plat for the development of 45 single-family lots to be known as Arbor Ridge. This was originally platted as a condominium development back in 2006, but because of the recession, it did not develop as planned. Last December, the Village Board okayed an amendment to the Prairie Ridge Neighborhood Plan and a conceptual plan for the project, with the preliminary plat approved in April. The developer anticipates starting construction yet this fall, the project to be completed by the summer of next year. The personal finance website WalletHub did an in-depth analysis, it claims, of more than 500 cities around the country, putting Racine and Kenosha into the category of slowest-growing cities in America, using 15 key metrics that range from population growth to college-educated population growth to unemployment rates. Racine shows up overall number 507 out of 515, Kenosha at 430, Milwaukee 435, Waukegan ranking 483. Milwaukee is 58th among the big cities, Racine 199 among the small cities, Waukegan 186, and Kenosha at 159th. The fastest growing cities list begins with Frisco, Texas. The Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest, now down to the 8 semifinalists. Voting at madeinwis.com is underway now to determine the next round of participants. This was a contest created by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and sponsored by Johnson Financial Group. Nearly 150 products nominated back in August. A popular vote during the first week of September determined the top 16. The last four entries will be competing for the title, with voting until 11:59 p.m. this coming Friday night on October the 6th. And the Racine Zoo announcing a new education program for kids ages 2 to 5. Four sessions this fall, each with a theme, story time, and an animal ambassador. It begins October 16th with amazing animal action. Then October 30th, creepy crawlies. Animal yoga's on November the 13th. And the final gathering, alligator pajama party, December the 4th. The kids will meet different animals at each event, learn about how they move, make sounds, live in the world through different activities, songs, and stories. Registration is requested and there is a cost involved. Contact the Racine Zoo for more information or to register. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.